The political division of the Roman Empire was soon overshadowed by a much more important division in Christianity. In the West, with the absence of imperial power, the church took on the temporal trappings and political realities of secular authority. The popes in the Middle Ages wielded tremendous power, at times commanding large armies, controlling huge areas of land, and receiving the barefoot, abased submission of kings. In the East, it was the emperor, not the patriarch, who was the head of the church. The patriarch, while the most important of the Eastern bishops, remained subservient to the emperor. In other words, in the East, there was never a tradition of separation of church and state, while the West, however powerful the pope became, drew a distinct line between sacred and secular. It was an important difference, the ramifications of which were to find their clearest expressions in the Protestant Reformation and the American Revolution.